started.
What about the podcast? What about the podcast?
One more time.
Okay.
What about the podcast?
All right. All so, right. What about the podcast?
What about the podcast?
This is the podcast.
Yeah, I guess this is episode one, or I don't know.
What is the podcast?
I guess we don't really know.
We don't know what the podcast is. What is your, why are we doing the podcast? Why are we even doing this?
I don't know. I guess we have opinions on things.
Everyone has opinions on things.
Yeah, but I think if more people did podcasts, it would give more insight and stuff. I don't know.
All right.
I think we have particularly entertaining opinions.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you do.
I do? I don't know about that. I don't see how anyone would want to listen to this podcast.
Well.
But nonetheless, I guess this is the podcast,
yeah.
And I guess we forge on assuming that there are people who are listening. It may just be us as we edit this later.
Are we going to edit this?
That's
maybe. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I feel like we've rushed into creating this podcast, although we've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah.
What do you hope to accomplish with this podcast?
I don't know. Maybe by talking about things that are going on in the world or whatever, it'll give everyone that's talking about them, and maybe people that are hearing about them too, some sense of accomplishment or relief, maybe.
Accomplishment and relief.
I don't know.
The podcast.
Yeah.
when you say things in the world, my assumption from the previous conversations that we've had is that these are not really large things. These are kind of smaller things.
Well,
smaller.
Small deals to some people, but
smaller. But big deals to you.
I mean, I think that some of the things that we've talked about are pretty important.
Uh-huh. So maybe we should list what those things right. are, at least off the top of our head. We don't actually have a list.
Right.
We don't have anything.
So
we don't have anything.
The thing we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
The differences between the downtown areas and different places around our area in Iowa. So like uh-huh. Iowa City, Coralville, North Liberty, what makes them good or bad, uh-huh. how they compare uh-huh. to each other.
But you're not objective in this.
No.
No, because you already know which downtown you like.
I mean, yeah, I know. It's hard to be. I'm pretty biased because I live in Iowa City, but it's pretty hard to ignore just the general atrocities of the downtown Coralville area. I mean,
the only thing they have going for it is what?
The donuts.
The donut shop.
Donut shop. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They don't have anything. All right, so that's one. One.
Right.
There were other things. We don't have anything. I feel like, what were some of the other? That was a more recent one. Can
right.
you remember any other things we were going to review?
We were going to review.
It was going to be reviews, right?
Yeah, review different things. I don't remember. Do you remember, Calmia?
We don't have anything. We don't have anything. We don't have anything.
Well, I can think of some things that you have previously reviewed.
Okay, like what?
Headphones.
A good one.
I mean, movies.
Obviously. Movies, right, yeah.
I don't trust your take on any movie. I'm just going to say
I
that
think this
front.
It would be, I think it's a good time to clarify that I really like bad entertainment. Like, my favorite movie, I think at the moment, well, I don't know. My favorite movie of all time is definitely National Treasure 2.
And that's on the record.
That's on the record now, and I'm fine with that. But I like good things, too. I just really like bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Let's go back to the list. All right. What else is on the list?
What else is on the list?
I'd like to hear you review some art.
Art review?
Art review, that's a thing. Right. That's probably within my interest.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Serial review, I think, would be a good thing to do.
You're kind of an expert in that. I think there's two areas where I think you're particularly, you have a particular expertise just because of the amount of whatever this thing is I'm going to list is that you've experienced in your life, and cereal is one of them.
Yeah,
cereal is definitely something I think you've partaken in daily for 16 years. Yeah, almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so, I don't know when you started eating cereal. Probably you were like one.
Whenever I grew teeth.
Yeah, Cheerios. You probably started with Cheerios like every baby does.
Right, not even the Honey Nut ones.
Yeah,
but still enough to get you hooked.
Yeah, yeah. That, and then the second thing I would say is YouTube videos.
YouTube videos.
I feel like you, more than anyone I know, I can't think of anyone who knows YouTube more than you do, probably. Because I think you literally spend, on average, probably, is it fair to say, I mean, it used to be probably 5 or 6 hours a day.
Not as much anymore.
Not as much anymore.
An hour and a half to two.
Yeah. And so you could review things.
I could review YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's not,
but it's almost, quite honestly, the amount of YouTube videos that get made is like exponentially more than anyone could ever watch.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm an expert on certain channels, ones that I watch frequently, but some, like, I still, the most popular YouTubers out there, I might not even have any idea who they are.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm not like a connoisseur of YouTube in general. It's just that a lot of the media that I like to consume happens to be on YouTube, but in certain areas.
Yeah. I feel like maybe 5 years ago was your heyday for YouTube.
Probably, yeah.
And of course, probably billions of videos have been added since then.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
There's too much for one person.
I mean, I wasn't even aware that apparently, maybe I should look this up, because now that we're on the record, our facts should be straight, but the most viewed YouTube video of all time recently got overtaken, I think.
Really?
Huh.
Was that the he bit me, Charlie thing?
No, it was, well, I remember it was Gangnam Style for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Right, but Despacito, the new song from 2017, apparently has overtaken it, 3 billion views.
Wow.
Which is crazy. I don't even think I've seen that video. And you have Justin Bieber, Baby.
Oh, man.
That was up there, which is also, I think, like, one of, if not the most disliked YouTube videos of all time, I think at like 8 million or something, which I think is great. Party Rock Anthem, LMFAO. I know that's one of your personal favorites, right?
It's true.
It's a catchy song.
One thing I learned recently, do you know about how they count plays on YouTube?
I know that it's not just the clicks on the video. Like, if you click off right away, but besides that, I'm not 100% sure. Do you have some insight in this?
I don't quite understand how they tabulate it, but I know that once a video reaches 300 views, they do something different.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a YouTube video on this. There's this old, like, math channel called, like, Numberphile, and there's a lot of videos that are like kind of medium popularity or will get some views, maybe a couple thousand, but when they reach 301 views, they stall for like a day or so, or like a few hours. I don't really remember why, but it has something to do with the way they count them. And before 300, it's less like strict or whatever, but then I guess they take illegitimate views very seriously over YouTube.
Well, they, because it's money.
Right, exactly.
It's money on some level.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess because this is the first podcast, if indeed this is a podcast, what makes a thing a podcast? Just recording it and putting it on the internet?
I guess so. I title it podcast.
Okay.
I suppose.
What is the title of our podcast?
I don't know. What about the podcast?
What about the podcast? That could be. We could do.
We could do that. We
even have a little jingle.
Exactly. We played whatever. It at the beginning, but.
Let's see if I can play it again here on the spot. No, it's taking me time. What I feel like because it's our first one, we should lay some groundwork for future podcasts, or at least some kind of approach. What are your thoughts on that?
What about the podcast?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Not just to not leave our potential audience.
Our audience of nil.
As of now.
Zero. Like, we are the right, only audience.
Exactly, which Beta I guess control. Is fine. But yeah. Like, Bastard. Not leaving them in the dark most of the time. If we had a little bit of an approach.
Yeah, something but, that they could count on.
But still the creative control to be able to express ourselves in different ways.
Okay, yeah. What's a good length of a podcast?
We're at 11 minutes right now.
Okay, so that seems like a long time already for someone to listen to us.
Does it?
maybe. I think we need a lot of special fancy effects to make it more like.
You think so?
Yeah. Do you think you could add some?
You don't think we're entertaining enough?
I think it'd be more entertaining if we had some fancy like sounds. Okay. Like, could you put? I mean, you don't have to beatbox or anything.
No, I'm just.
I saw you getting ready to beatbox.
I was not gonna beatbox.
Wait, we have an outside opinion. All right, so we have...
Not deprive the world of those skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can go back after the fact. I don't... You know, all I right. know...
You think
we,
so?
We...
I mean, we could...
You're talking about, like, adding little drum effects, like, now? That's not what I'm talking about.
No way. We could do it, though.
Yeah, but...
Like that.
Yeah, your little Kendrick Lamar drum app thing. That's not going to...
You don't think so?
I think we should do something a little better produced.
Okay.
But that's we'll fine. Have to do it after the fact. So that means more work. We can't just sit down and... What do you want to get from this?
I don't know. I'm not going to claim that this podcast was my idea.
What? But it was totally your idea.
All right,
you're not gonna claim it, so well, I have
I
to
come
claim
downstairs
it.
This morning dad says, oh, you want to start the podcast, and 3 seconds later we're recording. So
yeah, well, I figure we've talked about it long enough, we might as well just put our podcast where our mouth is.
Coming back to potential names, I remember when I first thought of this idea.
Yeah.
I think Ad and Dad Podcast was a good name because my name is Adam.
And my name is Dadum.
Ad and Dad Podcast. I'm a fan of the name, but you know, you I'm not going to force it on anyone.
I guess that kind of that does wrap up the synopsis of it in a really short, concise manner.
But I feel like What About the Podcast does that job almost as well.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe that brings it more to my what I want out of the podcast, and I don't really know what that is, but if it seems like something we could work through.
Yeah.
Maybe to make a podcast that no one ever listens to.
In which case... Maybe
in which case we're doomed because we know you're out there listening. No one's listening.
Well, nobody's listening right now. We're recording this onto an SD card. We haven't really done anything with it yet.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, right?
Because Yeah.
Thinking about like themes to review, I think, what was the word last night we were talking about? Solipsism?
I don't know what
is that right? Solipsism? Solipsism?
What does that mean?
We need an explanation. Let's bring in. It means that the world is centered around you. You feel like the world is centered around you. Yeah, the Truman Show.
Right. Yeah, that would be a good thing to touch on.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing as far as a podcast, because obviously we have a bit of that going on.
Exactly.
Imagining that people would want to spend time listening to this.
Right.
Yeah. Ad and Dad podcast. What's the podcast? Wait.
What about the podcast?
What about the podcast? That can just be our line, or I don't. Maybe that's something we never.
Maybe that's the sub.
Let's not talk about that
anymore. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you think would complete podcast number one?
I think.
Have we covered our bases? I guess.
I feel like we have. We pondered over the idea of setting some ground rules.
Yeah.
And we never really ever seemed to circle back around to it.
So we didn't set any.
Not really.
Okay. So what, if you were to, what would these rules be? I mean, you can think about it. I mean, we could add some music here to fill in time.
Right. I think review centered partially.
Yep. And that's anything.
Right.
We review anything we want to.
Anything the audience would request, potentially.
Oh, we would take requests.
Well, possibly, if literally anyone listens to this.
Okay.
And I just feel like that would be a good basis to share our opinions and get other aspects of conversation rolling that a viewer might find interesting.
Uh-huh. And we're located, I feel like where we're located, we're in a house. We live in a house.
at the table.
At the kitchen table.
At the kitchen table.
Yeah, but no, I mean like Iowa, so it might be like sort of Iowa-centric because we're Iowa-centric because we exist in space, and that's the space we tend to exist in right now. But we could potentially review anything, but...
Exactly. If we could find some sort of expertise from a different area, maybe we could have cameos or...
Oh.
I don't know. Edit in little internet people that exist in that area.
Little internet people?
Like, little...
Who are the little internet
people? Like anyone.
Wow.
Think about it.
I'm trying to. Uh-huh.
If someone asks a question, if we have an international viewer and they ask a question about England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then imagine we could just snap our fingers and play a clip of the Queen of England saying something that has to do with their subject. You know, it's almost like a cameo on our show, but really we're just taking it from from the database of information that is the internet.
Okay.
The World Wide Web.
So, Dad and Ad review things? Dad and Ad podcast.
Well, I think first of all we need to get it straight with our viewers that the ad comes first before Dad.
Oh, Ad and Dad. That's all right. I mean,
Dad and Ad? A wish...
We were just handed a note.
A wish list of guests?
We should make a wish list of guests.
We have what does that mean exactly?
What do you think it means?
What guests we wish could be on this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we should make this into an actual list. Well, I don't need to write it down because we're recording it right now.
Maybe we should, let's take this. Maybe that's a good segue. I feel like we laid the groundwork. We've been chatting enough. We can add a little more, you know, like, quit laughing. We could add a little more, you know, bling or what flair. We could add some flair to
bling.
We could add some flair in like sound effects and little whatever we want to do after the fact. But I think we've covered the ground rules.
Yeah.
We've got a flow going.
Yeah.
And we've got a potential for next podcast, which would be the wish list, and you know, and if we want to start reviewing things, I think here's the challenge for next. I think we should both make a wish list, and then review our wish list.
Review each other's
wish list for the next.
Next podcast. That sounds great.
All right. So, is there anything else we need to end with, or do we just quit? Do
we just stop? Mean, I don't know. I feel like most people would have clicked off by now. So
okay, all right.
We can say anything.
No, let's just go.